You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, tune in to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show with host Ken Carmen and Gerard Cherry tonight at 7 right here on ESPN 850 and 92.3 The Fan. Nathan Zagura back with you here after sitting down with head coach of the Cleveland Browns for the Mike Pettine Show, which you can catch on News Channel 5 every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Isaiah Crowell was our player on there, and we were on the field breaking down his touchdown with Gary Barnage. So a lot to get to on that one. Good to be back here. On the Austin Davis situation, have you talked about that?
We have, slightly. Okay. We took some calls as well.
I think people are kind of making a much bigger deal about it. $600,000 guaranteed money there, so it's a cheap way to keep a young quarterback that they think has some talent, and if he gets an opportunity to play and play well, then you get him at a discount. So I don't have any problem with it. I don't think there's anything to read into it. It doesn't mean a trade is coming or anything.
I said the
like
same
that thing.
And I asked, I mean, we're an entertaining radio show, and I thought, you know, you read into it, you read into something, or you read into nothing.
Yes, and I'd say in this case, nothing to read into. Joe Thomas, soundbites from the Golden Boys coming up in a little bit. We'll hear from Mike Pettine's press conference at 2. Go around the league at 2:30. Of course, it is Mailbag Wednesday, so get your questions in using the hashtag Mailbag. I've talked now with, I think, 8 of the starters on offense.
Okay. Who haven't you spoke to?
I talked to 8 of the starters on offense. And I've done it from samples of varying groups. So I've hit tight ends, running backs, wide receivers, and offensive line. Nobody's
you didn't talk to a quarterback?
Nobody is fessing up. I have not talked to a quarterback about it. Nobody is copping to it. Everybody's saying that they think it's made up, but at the same time they think, how could it be made up? But nobody is – people would be surprised if anybody on the team actually said it.
And I was talking to Andrew Gribble prior to jumping on the radio and you know, coming out of Pettine's presser, and I just said, you know, how was it? How was he? So on and so forth, as you know, you kind of do a little water cooler talk. And he thought that Joe Thomas's comment, and I read it last night and then listened to it again this morning with the reference to chemistry. And I think it's such a great point that players don't talk about chemistry. You know, does Joe Thomas say, hey, we got some good chemistry going on in our offensive line, you know, when you're actually playing very well, rushing the ball very well? Or, man, does Josh McCown have great chemistry with Brian Hartline? It's just not a player verbiage that you could read into the fact that it probably didn't come from a player.
It seems that way. And that was some of the things, like they all would call him Pat, not coach. I don't know. So anyway, I hopefully that story blows over and we can move on. And we'll hear Joe Thomas's take on that. And especially, I think, when you're losing and you've been losing, things like this take on bigger importance and significance than they would otherwise. 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850. We're going to go to Mike in Youngstown now. Mike, welcome to the show.
Good, guys. Always good to hear you.
Hey,
Matt, before I ask a question or make a take here, do you know Scott from Toledo, the guy that has the tailgates for the parents of the players?
The Buckeyes or Browns?
The Buckeyes.
If I do, it was from my time there, and that's, you know, now more than 13 years ago.
Did, yeah, me and my wife been going over there with Gary House, too, from the Bucknuts.
Okay, I know
Ezekiel's,
those guys.
Yeah, Ezekiel's dad. What a big man he is.
He is a big man.
I'm telling you.
And I'm glad Ezekiel found his dog. He found his dog.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter. one thing I'd like to say about the Davis signing, I agree with you guys completely. I got to watch him fling the ball around last year, and he's a kid that has potential. I don't think it means anything right now to Johnny or to McCown or anybody. I think that, you know, like you guys said, they got him at such a bargain, and he does have potential. I mean, he can throw the football, you know, in the right situation. I'm sure he's not going to be sitting out there. So I thought that was a good move. The other thing is, I saw something this morning when we got up for work that it might have been Terry Pluto that said on the TMZ that no writer's putting his name behind it, and, you know, nobody can, like, kind of say where the story's coming from. So I think I'm hoping that it does blow over. And the last thing is listening to our fans, our great fans, and hopefully I'm one of them. I'm 64, and I've been watching the Browns for a long time. I just can't stand the negativism, and I know we have reason to be negative, but it's just constant. Last year when Hoyer was the quarterback, we were winning. People calling in your show, oh, man, we got to see what Johnny can do. It's not just Johnny, anybody. We got to see what we're winning. You know what? The fans have to realize you can't finish a building if you keep tearing that building down. And I like I said, I'm in the car constantly, and I've told you this before. Yesterday, I called in, and there was, you know, you had the round table. So I hung up, and I listened to you guys a lot. And Cleveland Brown fans that think you guys are homers, they ought to understand something. You're home workers. You do your homework. And if we would all listen to you guys and just listen to what you have to say instead of being coaches and general managers and owners, I think we'd be better off.
Thank you very much. That's a, we certainly do put our work in to make sure we're prepared and we can cover these things fairly. And listen, nobody, I would guess, in the media, and maybe there are people who are lifelong fans who would argue, but certainly nobody else in the media, I think, wants this team to be as successful as you as I do, because not only is it great for us personally, it's great for us professionally, it's great, period.
Yeah.
I want this team to win. I have relationships with everybody in this building. I want them to win more than anything.
And I love what I do. And it is by far and away a great gig. And it's the greatest gig in the world speaking about a victory.
Yes, it absolutely is. My goodness. All right, let's go now to Jim in Akron. Jim, welcome to the show.
Come on, fellas.
Good, man.
I'm glad to hear, first off, that you guys put a 10-day – can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, bud. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm glad you guys put a 10-day ban on Methuselah from Brooklyn. He needs to go back to his bingo games at the retirement home because his takes a whack. But back to some positiveness. You know, I think our best football is ahead of us. There's no way our secondary and our offensive line is going to play like this for the whole year. And I think we just need to cut down on the mistakes. I mean, if it wasn't for that rough in the punter, we had them backed up. You know, we still almost won if had a couple of passes that could have been thrown out there a little bit more. I think once we get this first victory away, you know, I think we're going to run off about three victories in a row at least and get back in the hunt. And with Pittsburgh being down and those Ratbirds being 0-3, I think we just need to take it a game at a time. I
That's
know
it.
It's a cliche, but I think we can do it. I mean, I think Crowell is better than 2 yards a rush, you know, and I think that 1-2 punch of him and Duke, you know, back to what I said last week, I think we need to run trips a little bit more. Those three speedy receivers, I don't think anybody can cover those three guys.
Thank you very much for the call, and we do have some speed at wide receiver with our diminutive in stature but tall on talent group
yes.
of Taylor Gabriel, Travis Benjamin, and, of course, Andrew Hawkins. Before we hear from Joe Thomas, which we'll do right after this break, let's go to Ed in Akron. Now, Ed, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, guys.
You got it.
I have two compliments, and then the rest are all negative.
Okay.
One, I would like to give the Cleveland Browns credit for letting you guys speak your mind, even though you're employed by them, in that it really was, it's really good. Most of the time you guys are calling it like you see it and the most of us feel, and it doesn't sound like the Browns try to stifle what you say.
They do not.
The other thing is, from everything I understand, the game day experience outside before, they do an excellent job. Now for the negative.
All right. It's that darn 60 minutes, isn't it?
Yeah. if I'm Haslam, I do not even bring Farmer back from his suspension. The moves that he has made to this point are egregious. You can't move up to take the players, give up picks, and not only are the picks not producing on the field, but the quality of the person, they miss completely as well. Well, you can go with West, Gilbert. You can say anything about Manziel you want. Those picks, they finally draft the receiver, and he can't even make the practice squad. I mean, those things. So that's why I feel hopeless moving forward. Everybody's talking about now, but what makes you think that he's going to make the right decisions in the upcoming season? We have the fifth oldest team. Think about this. The fifth oldest team in the NFL.
And I don't like that fact. I mean, he makes some valid points about, you know, things that you and I have discussed, things that, you know, we're not fans of, or at least I'll say I'm not a fan of, trading up in the draft, using multiple assets for one asset, signing old free guys in free agency. Because when you went through yesterday and said, all right, if we're not winning, are you going to sit this guy? 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 And if you don't, you're not developing anybody anyway.
Right.
So you're not in any better position, which was the conclusion we came to. So I think it's risky. I think that obviously what Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine are trying to do is win now. And I think that there is kind of that short-term versus long-term mentality. It's a tough thing because when you don't have a track record in the NFL and you don't know for sure that you have the full confidence of everybody going around you, you don't know that, you know, Mike Pettine's never been a head coach before. Ray Farmer's never been a GM before. How long is their leash? And they want to try to do whatever they can to put the best product on the field in the year 2015, period. And so I think that's where you see some of the kind of push and pull with what might be the better thing overall long-term versus what they think is the better thing right now. The problem is when you make decisions for what's best now and then they still don't have that success, then you're in real trouble.
Yeah, you start to question everything.
And that's, you're seeing that start to happen. It's only three games into the season, though. It is only three games into the season, so hopefully things will get better. When we come back, we're going to hear from Joe Thomas, who was on the Golden Boys yesterday, talking about that TMZ story. I had some pretty strong takes on his thoughts about that situation.